This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Much of the state got its first taste of winter with snowfall and frigid temperatures over the weekend. But SDSU Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards reports fall conditions are returning.
Now we're in for a dry stretch for most of the upcoming week, as we are in one of the driest parts of the country as far as the forecast goes for the work week. And temperatures will come back up as well, with temperatures in the 50s to 60s this week before we get down towards something closer to our typical temperatures for this time of year starting around Sunday.
She says harvest activities will benefit from the dry conditions and the drop in wind, enabling growers to work on removing the remaining crops from fields. Edwards encourages producers to take advantage of these warm days as dry soils react quickly to air temperatures. And as conditions continue to cool, soils will begin to freeze, putting an end to fencing, trenching, and other end-of-season chores. She says the drought monitor is reflecting the short-term dryness.
The southeastern area is now in the worst drought area with moderate drought, or D1, on the U.S. drought monitor map, covering just shy of 8% of the state. Another 30-some percent of the state is in abnormally dry conditions. A lot of areas along the south and then up the eastern side of the state.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more on fall climate conditions.